Talking Blades hockey right now with defenseman Anders Toager for the team, a second-year player here with the Blades, but certainly you know something about Owatonna. You're kind of in a unique position, Anders, with your dad having been an OHS grad. What does it mean to you to be playing here in his home rink?
It's just fun chasing back his steps, being the same place he was, playing the same rink, same ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as the level of play and making the adjustment from having played hockey in high school and now playing second year of junior hockey, what are you liking about what junior hockey is all about?
It's definitely a lot faster, harder shots, obviously, and a lot more puck movement. I like the puck movement, making yourself get your head up quicker and making sure you get the right play quick and all that.
Do you feel you're a different player from last year to this year, being a veteran, or how much have you learned and acclimated to the quicker pace and harder shots and everything?
I definitely realized I had to get my head up a lot quicker, move the puck a lot faster, and realize I don't have as much time as I think I do, but also realizing that I have the space and I can take the ice if I need to, or if I have the open space, I can just skate it.
The team is having a great season. What are some reasons behind that?
We have a really solid team this year. We had some good recruiting over the summer, and we have a really tight-knit group. We do a lot of team bonding stuff and hang out as big groups a lot. Everyone gets along. We aren't really split up into two sections like we were last year. So, yeah.
Yeah, those COVID restrictions made for some odd scenarios for teams of all sorts last season. As far as the being together and enjoying things, are there some specific things you guys have done, or do you do some community things, or is that not returned to normal yet? And that kind of those two aspects of it.
We just did the bell ring for Salvation Army at Cabela's earlier this week.
As far as the things you enjoy doing as a team, then some of those bonding things you do, maybe away from the game, or even if it's just hanging out in the locker room, what is it that you're enjoying from that bonding part of things?
We do a lot of knee hockey over at one of the billet houses, and then in the winter, our billet house has an outdoor rink, so a few times a year, the whole team comes over, we get together, play some pond.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that kind of blends right into the idea that later on in January, part of the Hockey Day Minnesota thing over in Mankato. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Never got to do it in high school, so about time I get to play outside.
You, as you mentioned, some billet connection to doing a little bit of outdoor stuff, but growing up in Minnesota, have you done some outdoor hockey of some sort then over time, I'm sure?
Yeah, I had my own yard rink, whatever you want to call it. And then got a pond at my dad's house, and he set up a little rink there, so I've been playing outside, just not in a actual game.
And can you kind of guess what it'll be like to be part of an event in Mankato? And I just saw on Twitter, too, they're starting to get the rink build, I believe, at Blakeslee Field, where MSU plays their football games. Can you guess what it'll be, what it might feel like, or how what the game will be like in a scenario like that?
A lot different atmosphere. It's going to be a lot louder, I feel like, and a lot more energy with a bigger town. And being a big tournament, I feel like there's going to be a lot more people there, so feel good to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be an historic sort of thing. Anders, when you were playing hockey during your high school days, when and how were you inspired to follow a junior hockey route?
Mainly just I like playing hockey, and I wasn't ready to be done at my last game. I just went on to go to more camps and got a couple offers and decided to come to Owatonna.
Okay.
Did the fact that it was in Owatonna help sway the opinion then a little bit, I suppose?
A little bit. A little bit. And then I saw that they were medium team. I thought I'd get a little bit more playing time and good opportunity to grow as a player.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of inspiration from your dad or family members or what have you have you had to pursue a career like this? And as he told you some good stories about his time playing here, David Toager, playing here in town?
I haven't had many stories. I just know
Okay.
It was a really hard work, and I kind of strived to be one of the hardest workers on the team and not back down from working hard. And yeah.
Okay, and maybe shout out to your grandparents, because I know they're there a lot. They're up right by me where I'm streaming the game from, so a little shout out to them, I suppose. Here, what can you say about their they're supporting and following you?
Just thank you for coming to all my games. Haven't missed much at all in all my years I played.
Yeah. Okay, Anders Toager, a defenseman for the Steele County Blades. Thanks for the time. Good luck to you on the balance of the season.
Thank you.